Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, can being disliked bring you true happiness? There is some research that says being disliked is proof that you are exercising your freedom. The old saying is that you have enemies, good. That means you stood up for something. And recently, a book titled The Courage to Be Disliked by two Japanese authors trended on social media. And they say the key to happiness lays in the courage to being disliked. For more on this, we're joined by a friend of the show, the life coach, Gayatri Murakan. Thank you very much for joining us again on TSB.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
Is this a common theory that many psychologists and life coaches have been talking about, that we need to have courage to be able to stand up in a room and express our opinions, even if it may not be the most popular opinion in the room?
I agree. I think it's really important to be true to your values and stick to your ethics. And once you feel completely comfortable in your strengths, can you stand up and portray yourself in a positive manner? So self-acceptance and just being comfortable with who you are might not always be something that everybody around you is happy with, but if you stand up for what you own and what you feel is right, it just gives you more happiness for sure.
Yeah, because coming from an Australian male culture, we always have something we talk about, you have to own it. So if you're someone who's always late and then they like to call you, you know, you have the nickname of watch because, you're always late somewhere, you clearly don't have a watch. We always say you have to own that and have the confidence of your convictions. Otherwise, people are still going to make fun of you and criticise you. Yeah, but it's so hard, depending on your environment or your circumstances upon which you've grown up, it's not the easiest thing to practice to be able to express an unpopular opinion.
I agree. I mean, imagine having to always go with what people around you said so that you are liked. That's typical people-pleasing behavior. You're not able to stand up for yourself. You just go with the flow. So you end up not being happy because you're not being true to yourself, to your desires, your passions, and your needs.
Yeah, but it's also a case, I guess, of if you're constantly, just going with the flow and not speaking up, you do end up resenting those people around you.
Yes, you do, because you're not happy inside. You're trying to make other people around you happy, but in turn, you feel really upset and fearful, and there's a lot of resentment that keeps building up. And at one point, you're just going to burst and lash out at people around you.
Yeah.
So it's really important to be true to yourself.
Yeah,
express that in a polite manner.
Yeah, well, but I think that's also the key aspect of it is that, we've all been involved in situations where we think someone's okay, and the next minute they have an outburst, and you go, "What was wrong with that person?" And we don't realise that they've actually been bottling up these situations; they've become toxic in their minds. So, I guess you need to find, those lessons in having the confidence. What tips do you have for someone who is in a situation where they're constantly a people pleaser, but they actually need to speak up about something they're not happy with?
Well, if you're a constant people pleaser, then you know for a fact that you're not happy inside. So the first thing is just self-acceptance, just being comfortable with who you are, understanding what your worth is, and remembering that you don't need external validation. And once you're truly secure in yourself, once you know what your values are and what values you're willing to uphold, then express the same. What you need to do is express the same, communicate effectively with people around you why you feel the way you do, so that they understand your perspective also. Do not back down, do not shy down, because your happiness is important to you and you are worth it.
Yeah, and I think that's a great lesson, is being able to speak up and explain why, or explain why you're unhappy, or why you feel frustrated, because really that's half the battle, isn't it? Being able to just have someone else maybe understand where you're coming from. I mean, I can speak openly. I work for a predominantly South Indian radio station. I get really frustrated when 80% of the conversations are going on and they're in another language I don't understand. and I find that frustrating. But sometimes I also find that can often be quite isolating too.
True. So then it's important to just pause the conversation. Hey, guys, I don't understand what you're saying. I would love to be part of the conversation. So you're just bringing the tension back to you. It's important to express it. Otherwise, there'll be a lot of resentment building up, which I'm sure you also face and you understand.
Yeah, but also I have a problem, Gayatri, that I don't speak English. I speak Australian, which can, I've got to be able to find common ground to meet in the middle somewhere. So you got to understand where everyone else is coming from. When someone is looking for those tips on the power of self acceptance, how important is it to sit down and maybe try and not go too deep, but try and recognize in your past what prior experiences and other situations that you've been through that might lead you to be behaving in this certain way?
Well, if you grew up in a family that had conflict, or in a family where you weren't praised a lot, there's a good chance that you still seek that level of acceptance by people around you. And that is why you tend to change your behavior and attitude so that people around you accept you. That's how the people-pleasing attitude slowly builds inside you. So if that has been your childhood and that has been your past, it is important to really look back at why you are the way you are. And once you understand, understanding is always power, then you can look at techniques that you can use to reframe those experiences that you've had so that you feel much more confident in yourself. Because once you feel confident in your skin, then sky is the limit.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that I've witnessed being around a lot of sporting stars. The way confidence just affects their performance on the field, and that's something that can be measured. But the same concept affects us in our day-to-day, just simply walking in the room. It sounds like such a simple concept, but it really is true. The way you perceive yourself is the way the universe perceives you.
Yes, absolutely. What you perceive about yourself is how the world receives you.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So, you know, don't be worried if you're being disliked. Sometimes standing up for what you believe or having a different opinion, even if it's something as a drink or a certain food, having the confidence to own it could be a true key to finding happiness. Gayatri Murukan, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Richard. It was lovely talking to you again.
It's always good to chat to you. So have you ever found that? You know, sometimes we can be a bit shy, particularly around new people. If we're starting a new job or we're joining a new social set, you might not want to be open about certain things. It could be politics, or it could be anything at all, taste in music or film. But how have you managed to overcome that? Because having that confidence to go against the tide could be the key to true happiness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.